How many times have you played a fighter, got into combat, and realized how much of a slog it is? You go, you hit the creature, your turn takes at most 30 seconds in real time. You just roll the dice, get the result, tell them, and then you figure out if you hit, do damage, pretty much done. And then you have to wait a half an hour for it to go through all the other initiatives to come back to you. Well, one of the things that Daggerheart from Critical Role has changed from the D&D stuff is the way that they do initiative. It's much more loose and open and free. And between that and other suggestions from, you know, D&D shorts, things along those lines about how we can change initiative, there are a couple of different things that can be done to help alleviate this. Welcome back to the Game Masters Academy. This is the show where we strive to help you make every one of your sessions great. Thank you for joining me. My name is Greg. Before we get started on today's episode, a couple quick things. We are not abandoning the planes. I just wanted to throw something else in here to kind of spruce it up a little bit and give us a little bit of a change of pace here. We will come back to the inner planes next week. For this week, what I wanted to do is talk a little bit about some different initiative ideas that are available and experiences I've had with them in the past. But as always, I'm going to request that you follow, like, subscribe, auto-download, do all the fun stuff for the algorithms. Rain dance if you have to. You can sing a song, whatever it takes for you to help out. I would greatly appreciate it. If you're one of those types of people that doesn't just randomly like and comment on things, then hey, just being here makes a difference as well. And so I appreciate you just as much. And I just wanted to say thanks to every single person that's joining me on this journey. With that out of the way, let's have a quick little chat about group initiative. So I've said it multiple different times. I am a moderator on a Discord server that plays a West Marches style type of a game where there's a lot of different players and a lot of different DMs, and there's a lot of moving parts, people from all over the world. There's people from Australia, Romania, the Netherlands, you name it. And in order for you to be able to get a game like that to work, you've got to find a way to ease the burden of time zones. And if we're looking at easing the burden of time zones, that's obviously a dramatic difference. But if you take the same kind of concepts and you place them in your table game, where you sit around with your friends, you can, generally speaking, get the same result in the end. And that's a faster and therefore more enjoyable combat because of the ease at which people are able to take their turns. So first and foremost, this is not a Daggerheart review. I do not know enough about that system to try to give my opinions on it or talk about the way that it's done there. I just know that they're a little bit more loosey-goosey about the initiative system within Daggerheart, and that's about the extent of my knowledge on it. So from my experience, one of the things that I have done in the games that I run is have everyone share initiative. And you can do that in a couple of different ways. Have all of the players roll initiative and take an average. You can take the highest number, you can take the lowest number, whatever it is that you want to do for your game. But if you give all of the players the same initiative and it becomes the player's turn, you are able to do a couple of different things. It's much easier for the wizard and the fighter to be able to work off of what each other have done, as opposed to being six turns in between them and making it hard for you to really remember what it was that one of them was trying to set up. And so when you do a group initiative type of combat, it fosters a better teamwork throughout the party. Not only that, but it makes it a lot more cohesive as how things are happening. And it makes it so that way individuals that are ready can go, and those that need a little bit longer when it becomes their turn can figure out what they're doing and go after those that know exactly what's going on. I'm sure you, just like everybody else at your table, has an individual that recognizes it's their turn in two turns, recognizes it's their turn in one turn, it becomes their turn, and then they have absolutely no idea what it is that they're going to do. It's just, it happens. It's the nature of a game where the rules are literally full-sized books. And so if you have a group initiative, what ends up happening is the fighter that knows he's just going to hit the thing with his stick is able to go. The wizard that's been trying to figure out when he's going to cast this spell can go. And then the druid or the bard or whoever it is that's going to be trying to do some control can figure out exactly how they want to do what they're trying to do and then go at the end of that particular round of combat. So it makes it much easier for that team cohesiveness. And then to piggyback on that, a great example would be something like a bard trying to use hypnotic pattern on a group of enemies. Damage breaks hypnotic pattern. And so if you're the bard and you're trying to pass or you're trying to cast that spell, you can opt to go after the rest of your team. So that way everyone can do what it is they're trying to do. You can hypnotic pattern the whole entire group. And then on the enemy's turn, whoever failed their save just gets skipped and it comes back to the player's turn again. Whereas if instead you did it in the middle, now your characters that might have been right there have to pick a different target because if they hit this one, it's going to wake them up type of deal. So it helps with spell placement. It helps with all of that type of thing. Where it can be a little tricky is when all of the creatures go at the same time. Because a lot of times what ends up happening is we run the creatures, they do something, and then there's intermittent healing that occurs, potentially, between creature rounds. And if you are all going at one time and then all the creatures go at one time, you lose the ability to kind of get a general basis of how damaging the creature is or how much of a threat they are, as well as that little bit of top-off healing type of magic that could occur if you are going spaced out the normal way that initiative is rolled. With that being said, in all of the games where I have done a group-based initiative, it has actually worked very, very well. The party is able to do the things that are needed to be done so that way they can work together and make their spells combine to great effect. And then your person that would potentially be the healer is able to, hold action a heal spell, and if somebody needs the healing, can then use it. And if not, then they can, use it the next round or whenever it is that it works out. So with a little bit of smart playing, it's something that can actually make your game's combats significantly more fluid and prevent that slog where the fighter took his turn and is now off on their phone screwing around because they know it's going to be a half hour before it gets back to them. As far as making it work realistically, every round of combat is supposed to happen simultaneously, which don't put your brain in on that too much, because if I'm moving to point A and you're moving from point A to point B and it's happening at the same time, you won't be there when I get to you to hit you. So I don't really understand how that works if everything's happening at the same time, but you just have to accept it. So just don't think about it. Just let it happen. And this actually makes it seem like it makes more sense, because if everybody that's a player is moving at the same time and or moving within the same round or initiative, and then all of the creatures take their initiative afterwards, it helps me personally wrap my brain around how that type of movement would actually work in a real life setting. I know D&D is not real life, but I have to base it in reality for my brain to be able to wrap around it. One of the things that I have heard about the Daggerheart system is that when they do that, they don't even keep track of how many turns you have. And so that means one character could take 6 combat turns and somebody else could take 4 or 5. That, on the other hand, is something that I dislike because it allows individuals to hide behind others. And sometimes players want to do that, but I want everyone to feel like their turns matter and what they're doing is important. And sometimes if you need to pass your initiative or something along those lines, that's fine. But I think we stand a chance where individuals will end up trying to go as frequently as they can because they enjoy the combat, while others that might not be as willing to speak out will get skipped or forgotten and potentially not really say anything and then cause additional problems because of it. And by additional problems, what I really mean isn't that it's a problem that happened for that character, but it's in general an issue because I want everyone to be able to participate and have fun and enjoy. And individuals that get skipped that are potentially not willing to speak up for themselves need an advocate, I guess. And so we just want to make sure that we're being careful that everyone does get a chance to go. And obviously, as the GM, you are the one that has the best control over ensuring that that happens. All right, so the second option for initiative is very similar to the first, with basically extra step. So you're still doing like group initiative type of thing, but instead of having all the characters go and then having all the creatures go, I like the idea of the characters get to go first, but every time they target a new creature, they get to then have a turn. So the easiest way to think about this is we'll say that the characters are numbers, the creatures are letters. So character one attacks creature A. Immediately afterwards, creature A gets to take their turn. If character two attacks creature A, well, they still only get one turn per round, so there nothing else happens. But if then character three attacks creature B, creature B then gets to take their turn immediately afterwards. And then at the end of the round, if nobody attacked creature C, creature C goes at the end of the round. And again, it's almost the exact same thing as the group initiative. It's just got, you know, extra steps. But the reason I like this is because you can get a really cinematic battle sequence when you have an individual attacking something and then immediately that individual is able to respond with whatever action it's able to do. You know, that back and forth is probably going to only happen once per round of combat. But if you build your encounter wide, so there's multiple enemies as opposed to just one powerful enemy, it gives the opportunity for you to have multiple chances to have this almost like a give and take type of scenario. Think about the best fight scene that you've seen, and you can recognize that there is a back and forth, almost dance to the choreography. And if you have your creatures respond to the player's promptings, then you can get that kind of dynamic, even if it's only just a little bit. And that's pretty much it for alternative initiatives that I'm aware of. I'm sure there's more out there. Actually, if there's a great one, feel free to leave me a review, comment, anything along those lines. And I'd love to figure out what it is and how it all works and all that fun stuff. So if you've got a lot of individuals in your party and the fighter seems to be consistently waiting around for his turn, then doing something like a group initiative might allow combat to speed up because it gives the people that need time a lot of time because they're on the clock from the beginning. And while they're thinking, other people are able to do things. And so that might help if you're playing online and you have time zones and things along those lines in the way. It's a great way to help alleviate that type of a problem. So play around with some initiative. There's nothing wrong with any of them. They are all basically what you make them. And so if it's something that you think would be beneficial for your table, then give it a shot. See how it goes. Just let people know. I think we get stuck in our ways. And One of the things that we want to make sure that we're doing is that we are able to adapt on the fly. I think that's a very important skill for a GM. And the same idea kind of goes with initiative. You have the opportunity to try new things out. And if it doesn't work, just go back to the way you were doing it before. If people hate it, go back to the way you were doing it before. But there's no reason that you can't try new things to see if you can find something that works better for you. So go ahead and add it to your game. As always, let's let the dice decide.